how to love the EGRs of our lives, part 3.
This is the Daily Disturbance Podcast with Anthony Pangilinan.
Okay, so for the past 2 days, we looked at 6 ways to love. Come on, you can't run out, man. When it comes to EGRs, people with whom we need to practice extra grace. That's why they're called EGRs, extra grace required. So we looked at 1, initiate or strike while the iron is cold. Do you remember that? Before a problem even comes up, before the fire is even lit, do something so that you can avoid it. That's wise. Anticipate it. 2 is nurture patience. Patience has to do with you, not with anybody else. Right? So it's something internal, a holding back. Here's a tip. You can only hold back if you're doing something that has you pouring out in another area of your life. 3, cultivate empathy, which requires tilling the land, taking out the weeds, planting the seed, watering the same, adding some fertilizer if needed, saying a prayer, and believing in faith it will grow. Whatever efforts to love an EGR will, by faith, grow. 4, specifically, we'll look at harnessing forgiveness. 5, to respond with gentleness. Anthony, talk to thyself. 6, investing in prayer. I wonder, are you getting the acrostic or the acronym so far? Let's go to the 7th. Starting with this verse, 1 John 4:9-10. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. Live through him, which means he died, allowing one's child to die is what the 7th way is all about. Let me finish this verse. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning, here we go, sacrifice for our sins. 7 is showing love. To show love unconditionally. John Ridgway, a mentor whom I miss from the US who lived 25 years in India, was telling me how he was brought by an acquaintance, a friend, a Hindu elder, into a temple. And then as they walked, he saw the saw. And as he walked, he saw the cross of Christ. And so he asked this Hindu temple leader, elder, why do you have a Christian cross in your temple? And the elder replied, it's really because of what Mother Teresa did for our community. She did that for us. We will do this for the God that she honored. In another event, John was telling me how in a press con, people asked Mother Teresa, how do you feel that everyone kneels down at your feet, practically even leaders of every country, bow down to you when they meet you? And I love what John said was Mother Teresa's reply. Do you honestly think the donkey thought all the praises was for him when he entered with Jesus Jerusalem? And Mother Teresa added, it's not about me, it's the one who sits on me. I'm just a donkey. Wow. Show unconditional love. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. John 2:24, Jesus did not trust in any man and trusted himself to no man because he knew what was in man. So he loved without conditions because he knew man was frail. He was subject to sin. He was weak. And only in Christ could he be made strong. And so understanding that, accepting that, made him love them unconditionally. C.S. Lewis, love is not affectionate feeling, but a steady wish for the loved person's ultimate good as far as it can be obtained. And finally, number 8, how to love an EGR. Let's start with this verse. Proverbs 3:5-6, something familiar to most of you. Trust in the Lord with what? All. Not part, not half, your heart. And trust not on your own understanding. In what again? All. In all your ways, submit to Him. Not part, not half. And He will make your path straight. Number 8 is to trust in God's sovereignty. If I will love an EGR and it doesn't make sense, I have to trust in God's sovereignty. Genesis 50:20. When Joseph said to his brothers, "You meant it for evil, what you did to me, guys. But God is sovereign and God meant it for good, that I might be able to save not just the family, but the whole of Israel." Wow. You know, I was unable to enter my master's program in INSEAD, in Tsinghua University in Beijing, though I was accepted and excited the first year. Why? Because I had no funds. I had 20% of what I needed. And so I postponed it for another year. And I believe that God wanted me to study. Even the process of having been accepted, I can't relay right now, but it was clearly His plan. And so one day before the deadline, on the second year, the last year I could be accepted, I just had to entrust all to Him because I only had 20-25% of the funds I needed. And on that final day, just before the deadline, I received confirmation of someone who was willing to cover for the balance, 75-80%. Someone I had met once in my life, and who added that it was payable than able. Wow. I waited a full year and witnessed a major miracle at the end of my ropes. Whew. Did you get it? INCHRIST. I initiate or strike while the iron is cold. N, nurture patience. C, cultivate empathy. H, harness forgiveness. R, respond with gentleness. I, invest in prayer. S, show unconditional love. And T, trust in God's sovereignty. How can I love EGRs? Only in Christ. I don't have it in me. And you might want to ask yourself, if you truly believe that you have it in you, or can you use a little help? If so, the answer is in Christ, my friend. Love EGRs only in Christ. Tomorrow, we deal with you and me. What if I am the EGR, which I know has happened more than once? See you soon.